Are Christian holidays like Christmas and Easter, are they really biblical? Because I can't really find them in Paddock's.
Okay. Well, I can't answer that in one or two words. Let me explain. There is no command in the Bible to remember the birth of Christ. Jesus was most likely not born the 25th of December. He was probably born in the fall. That was a date that was adopted by the church because it was the winter solstice and it was already a popular holiday in the Roman Empire. So the date for the 25th of December was really adopted from the pagans. Is it a sin to remember the birth of Christ? No. There's no command to do it. Easter, on the other hand, does come during the time of the Jewish Passover, which is in the Bible. But we are never commanded to celebrate the resurrection. What the Bible tells us to do to remember the resurrection, it says baptism is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Is it wrong to remember the resurrection? No, I think it would be wrong to ignore it. Does it only need to be done during one day of the year? No, there's no Bible command that says that. So I hope that gives you a little background. Now, there's a lot of paganism attached to some of these holidays. You know, nothing in the Bible talks about Easter bunnies and chicks and egg hunts. And
right.
That all comes from pagan, what was it,
fertility
festivals.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And Christmas all had to do with the, you know, a lot of it was surrounding solar worship and things. So avoid the pagan trappings, but there's, you know, morally there's nothing wrong with remembering the birth or the resurrection of Christ, okay?
Okay, a lot of people have been blessed by your recent magazine on temptation.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear that.
A lot of people have, I'm a Bible instructor over the internet. A lot of people have been coming back.
Well, I'm going to try and turn that into a book, you know, because we wanted to get it where it's on a regular basis in people's hands.
Okay, praise the Lord. Have a good week.
Thank you, Brett. God bless you.
Brett, thanks for the call.